G'day, thanks for having me.
Thank you very much for your time. I thought I'd get you on this afternoon because being a premiership player with the Hawks, take us back to 2008, the week, the build-up, the parade, the training sessions for that particular week.
Yeah, look, it's a little while ago now, but yeah, still remember it vividly. It was just a very exciting week, and, you know, it's unique for the lads that are getting ready to play in Perth today for so many reasons. They've had 2 weeks to think about it,
yep.
And also that it's in Perth. But the build-up's just amazing. You know, the euphoria of actually making a grand final and, you know, it hits home, and then, you know, you're preparing to play on the biggest stage in AFL for the rest of that week. The fans, the, you know, family, your friends, yep. The amount of people that it sort of impacts in a positive way is just amazing too. So, you know, when you're sitting on the back of a ute, going through the centre of Melbourne with people screaming out to you and seeing the smiles on faces and things like that, it's an amazing thing to, you know, to be a part of. So very fortunate to have lived that. But yeah, game day, there's no nerves like it. Getting ready, and as I said just before, you know, they've had 2 weeks to think about game day and play the game over in their minds, and which can be challenging. So they'll be looking forward to it, and the fact that they've got to wait a little bit longer till tonight. Yeah, but those guys will have their routines, and they'll be getting ready to go.
You mentioned there about playing the game in your mind, and that was going to be my next question, is how many times, even just a home and away game, Rick, would you play the game in your mind?
Yeah, look, it sort of chops and changes a bit. Sometimes you're a little bit more on edge than others, you know, but, you know, I think the main thing that goes over your mind a lot as an individual is you just want to play your role for the team. And, yeah, regardless, you're only human. If you wake up at night occasionally thinking about how the game's going to unfold and things like that, but you've just got to try and keep it as measured as you possibly can and sort of embrace that nervousness around what might be, but understanding you can only control what you can at that point in time.
Rick Ladson joins us, 2008 Premiership player with the Hawthorn Football Club. Now, yesterday, the Bulldogs and the Melbourne Football Club, they had their captain's run. A lot of support for both sides. It seemed, though, a little bit more on the Melbourne side. Did you watch the captain's run yesterday? And if you did, what were your thoughts?
Yeah, I did have a bit of a look at that. And my boys are obsessed with the Footy Channel, so it's been on repeat a little bit. So, but, yeah, look, it was great to see the guys training, but, you know, more importantly, the fans get out. As you said, it's sort of neutral over there, so to see them sort of, I guess, supporting Melbourne, or, you know, there's a few Doggies ones there too. It was, it was unique, but it was great to see it. You know, Perth are just embracing the fact that they've got an AFL Grand Final at their football ground, which is awesome.
Now, last night I watched on YouTube, and I also watched it again this morning, Rick, the game between the Hawks and the Cats in 2008. You had the likes of Hodge, Franklin, Mitchell, Rioli, yourself. The Bulldogs and Demons, well, they have stars a little later this evening. Who should we be looking out for, do you think? Apart from the obvious, like Max Gawn or Marcus Bontempelli, is there anybody else that we should sit back and say, yep, they could win the game off their boot? No pressure.
Oh, absolutely. No. I mean, both their midfields, they just speak for themselves, don't they?
Yep.
So we know that the game's sort of always one in the middle there and see who can get the dominance. And I think if the Dogs can sort of navigate and nullify Gaunt's influence early, that they could set the scene for the rest of the day. But it's probably more those small types that can really bust a game open. So if you look at Melbourne, you know, little Cozzy Pickett, if he can get up and going early and get a few early touches and maybe even a quick goal early, they're the ones that can really win grand finals quite quickly. Or they might only have 7 touches, but they can kick 3 goals. And for the Dogs, it's probably, you know, like Cody Waitman, those types that could really bust the game wide open outside, you know, your absolute stars of the game through the midfield. And you know, both defences have strong players as well. So, yeah, it is going to be very interesting. And we know that it's going to be, you know, just a bunch of balls going at each other from the midfield point of view. But both defences have been pretty tidy all year. But I think it's those small, younger-type players that that can really bust the game open.
And you watching the game with the family tonight?
Yeah. No, sit there and the boys are pretty excited. So they're mad Hawthorn, but they just love footy in general. So they're making up posters and carrying on a little bit, which is good fun to
Fantastic.
See. But, I'm not sure they'll watch the whole game, mate. It's a little bit late for them, but yeah, I'll be settling in and after watching the Mighty Storm, hopefully get a win in their prelim in the rugby. We'll watch a great game of AFL footy.
Who wins?
If it was last week, Melbourne, but that extra week, just it gives Bulldogs a little bit extra to work out how they're going to nullify Gawn and their midfield. So I've started to lean a little bit more towards the Dogs in a real close one by, probably 4 points.
Wow. Yeah. All right, Rick, really do appreciate your time this afternoon. Give us a bit of an insight as to what goes through the mind of an AFL player during the week of the grand final. Really do appreciate it. Enjoy the game tonight. And thanks for joining us.
No worries. Thanks for having me.
Thank you very much. Rick Ladson there, the Hawthorn superstar from 2008. Got that premiership that should have been Geelong's. But anyway, that's another story for another day. It is Gold Central Victoria.